Well, good morning, church. It is good to be with you this morning. Opportunity to preach the Word of God. It's exciting when you get into the Word of God and dig deep into it and realize what it has is for our lives. It's sharp and it's very encouraging. So as we dig into this morning's message, I want to encourage you to turn in your Bibles to Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Verses 9 through 11 will be our morning's message this morning. As you turn there, reminded of the Psalms of 119, it's 22 stanzas, and it's reminded of the richness of God in His Word and through His commandments throughout this chapter. 176 verses. And you need encouragement in your life. You want to remind yourself who you are as a Christian and how weak you are. You go to Psalms 119 and you'll get God's Word throughout the whole chapter. Just hounding us as Christians of who God is and how we can use it to apply to our lives. So as we start this morning, I want to just want to start off with the title of this message. You're taking notes. How in a world of sin can we stay pure? How in a world of sin can we stay pure? Let's read down in chapter 119 of Psalms, in verse 9, 10, and 11. Verse 9, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Number one, we need to remember who we are. Point number one I'm going to look at is we need to remember who we are apart from God. Who are we apart from God? Why is the psalmist even asking here, you know, how can a young man cleanse his way? How can a young man stay pure? Why would he even have to ask that? Knowing who he is, knowing who we are apart from God, why, we're Christians. We should be followers of Christ. We should be Christ-like, and we should be doing everything, for the most part, everything right. So there's such great emphasis on why are we to be cleansed? Why are we to be made pure? Well, aren't we already good? Aren't we already pure? Turn to Romans. Romans chapter 7. Let's see what the book of Romans has to say about our purity and how good we really are. Chapter 7, verse 7 says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except for the law. For I would not have known covetousness unless the law has said, you shall not covet. So we're reading the law here, God's word, God's book. It's because of God's law, God's word, we're realizing that we are sinners. We are realizing that we are a need of something, a need of a Savior. Look over in verse 14, verse 14 in the same book, 7:14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. So the trouble is not with the law, the trouble is not with God's book. The trouble lies within ourselves. It's because of our sin. Alright? So, now look what it says here in verse chapter 15. Listen to verse 15. It says, for what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. For what I hate, that I do. I'm not understanding myself here. I want to do what's right. I want to do the right things, but I can't. It's because of sin. You know, it's very hard to become the follower of Christ because of our sin. I'm not understanding the things I want to do. We get caught in life's temptations and trials and we just react and sometimes we just mouth off to things that we shouldn't do. That's coming natural. That's the old sin nature coming after us and understanding that, hey, you know, we are carnal. We are that person that's needing Christ and we're going to react in a certain way that the Bible says here, God's Word says that we are. We are nothing without Christ. Verse 19. Let's look at verse 19. For the good that I will to do, I what? I do not do. I want to do what's right, but I do not do it. But the evil that I do not do, that what I practice. That's amazing. The things I want to do what's right, I don't do. How many of us are there? Boy, if we can relate to that. Man, we constantly come across things in life where we just lash out on things that we don't want to do. And what do? We go back to the cross and say, we're sorry. This carnal man just comes out in us all the time. It's a constant battle with us as Christians. And look at the bottom of that verse. But the evil that I do not do, that would I practice. We're evil. We are evil by nature. We are born with a sin nature. We are evil. We have to understand that. As I was trying to portray up there, I'm good. No, I'm not. I'm nothing. I am nothing apart from Christ. So we need to understand that this battle we're living in with inside us is alive and well because it's constantly coming after us and battling and just hitting us all from all sides of the world. And so remember who we are apart from God. Right here. We are nothing. We are sinners. And we're going to do the things apart from God's help. We're going to do the things that are wrong because it's natural. All right? So, verse 19, okay. So this is showing us that we're evil. This is just showing us who we are apart from Christ. Let's turn into Psalms 119. Proverbs. Proverbs 6, 20 through 22. Proverbs chapter 6, 20 through 22. Now this is according to verse 9. How do we become pure? By living according to God's word is what the rest of that verse says. By living according to God's word. Proverbs chapter 6, I told you, verse 20. Look at these glasses. My son, which is my child, that's all of you, keep your father's commands and do not forsake the law of your mother. What are you to do? Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak to you. They're going to lead you, they're going to keep you, and they're going to speak to me. Is that benefit? Is that benefit for the end of chapter verse 9? By taking heed according to His word, not ours, we see where our words get us in the first part of the verse, but we see where God's word gets us. It gets us, He's going to lead us through His word. He's going to keep us through His word. And He's going to speak to you. Wow, that's encouraging. Matthew chapter 5. Turn to Matthew 5 in your Bibles. You're not out here on your own and doing this by yourself. If you are, you see how weak we are. I'm going to be in trouble. Matthew chapter 5. This is Jesus here speaking to his disciples. Going up, the crowd was gathering around, and he's going up to the mountains and going to talk to his disciples. And he's talking about the Beatitudes here. And he says in verse 1, and seeing the multitudes, he went up on the mountain. And when he seated his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying. Verse 8. We're going to concentrate on verse 8. What did he say to them? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Obeying God's word, you're going to see his hand. Why? Because you're in a continual relationship with him. You're going to be walking with him and seeing the hand of God. Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God. You want to see God in your life? You want to see the hand of God in your life? You want to be blessed? Have a pure heart. How do we do that? Well, it's not coming from us. Recognize that it's not coming from us. It's by living according to God's word and what it says. So, remember who we are apart from God. Point number one. Point number two. Back to chapter Psalms. Remember to seek God with passion. Remember to seek God with a passion is point two. Where do we see this? Psalms 119, verse 10. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commands. Are you listening to the voice here? Put yourself in these shoes. And I went over this and over this. With my whole heart, Lord, I sought you. I seek you, Lord. Let me not wander from your commands. It's nothing to do with us, folks. Nothing to do with us. It's asking the Lord, please, I seek you because I am carnal. I am weak. With my whole heart, that I might not come away from your words, not mine. All right? So the psalmist is seeing here, we're seeing that we are evil. So we're asking, with my whole heart, I seek you, knowing where I am. Oh, let me not wander from your commands. Turn over to realizing that we are weak and he is strong here. Psalms 119, verse 133. Turn over a couple pages to 133. Let me not wander from your commands. Psalms 119, 133, it says, direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. All right? Lead me by your word, Lord. Lead me by your word. So what? I will not be overcome by evil, because that's going to happen. It's going to happen. So why do we want to be led by God's word? Because we don't want to be led by ourselves. That's natural. So we want to be led by God's word because we don't want to be overcome by evil. All right? Direct my steps in your words. Let's turn to last verse of that chapter, 176. 176. Psalms 119, 176. I have gone astray like sheep. All right. I have gone astray. And we're not, that just sums it up right there. We are going to stray. We're not going to arrive at some plateau and say, we've made it. And now we're not going to ever go off. I have gone astray and lost like a lost sheep. All right? So it's a reality check for all of us. We're not going to do this on our own because we know that. We're realizing that. So I have gone astray like sheep. What's it say? Seek your servant. Lord, come find me. What does a shepherd do when you're lost? He goes after his sheep. We're his servants. We're his sheep. And we're saying, Lord, come find me. I am lost here. I can't do this on my own. I've lost and I've gone astray. Please come find me, Lord. And what's the last part of that verse say? For I do not forget your commandments. All right? For I do not forget your commandments. It's about you, Lord, not about me. It's about the things that you have done. And that leads us right into verse 11. For I do not forget your commandments. Why? He's had them in his heart. Go back a couple pages to verse 9. Let me not forget your commandments. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So we're to seek God with a passion. Number two was, we're to seek God with a passion. And number three, remember the value of God's word. Remember the value of God's word. Psalms 119:11. Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Over to same chapter, verse 35. Alright? Look at that, just to emphasize in verse 11, what that is saying is, it says, whose word do we hold up great here? Whose word is the psalmist holding up here? Not his own, but God's. So we need to recognize who we are. We need to hold God's word up in front of us and live by that. And hide that in our hearts. It's not us that's going to do it. Verse 35, it says, I love this. Make me walk in the path of your commands. Make me walk in the path of your commands. Notice what it's saying. Make me walk. I've experienced that this week. I went through a difficult week. And I'm not going to get in any details. But I was here because I was choosing to be carnal all week long because of things going on. And I kept saying, I need to act this way, I need to act that way. And I kept coming back to my own lesson. Make me walk in your path and your commands. What a challenge. But what is the psalmist saying here? He's once again recognizing, please, Lord, make me walk in your paths. Are we getting this? Are we understanding this? It's not us. It's God who we need to ask for his help. When we think we've got it, when we think it all together, we don't. We just say, Lord, make me walk. I beg you to make me walk in your commands. And what's it say? For there I find delight. For there I find delight. There is joy there. There's joy when we walk with Christ. You've experienced it, Christian. I've experienced it. There's not joy when we're apart from Christ. And it's Christ where we find delight. How many times we get in our Christian life and we're down and out, we're struggling. What do? We find delight in God's Word. That's where we're finding delight. Make me walk there. Keep me there on that path, because this is where I'm most happiest with God, with you, Lord. I'm not happy by myself because I want to do the things I want to do. I'm not happy there. All right. Verse 37, same chapter. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things. And if you write in your Bible, write down Romans 7:15 here. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things. Romans 7:15 is going to remind you who you are. It's reminding you who you are. You're going to do the things that you want to do, but you don't. All right? So what does it say? Turn my eyes away from looking at worthless things. Because why? I look at worthless things. That's the things I do. So, and revive me in your way. And revive me in your way. So, we need to be continually thinking about it. Let's go to 97. Verse 97. All right? Same chapter. 97. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You notice where the passion is, the love is, and the things of Christ. That's where we become most happiest, when we are in love with Christ and walking with Christ. That's where the joy comes out of us. All right? So that there's value here. Remember what we talked about? Remember the value of God's Word? It's to continually think about the things of God. And love that and meditate on it all the day. Turn with me to Proverbs 4, 20 through 23. Listen to the importance of God's Word here. Proverbs 4, 20 through 23. I'm in Psalms. My son, keep your father's commands and do not forsake the law of your mother, verse 20. What are you supposed to do with them? Bind them continually upon your heart. We already read this. Tie them around your neck. And when you roam, they will lead. When you sleep, they will keep. And when you awake, they will speak of you. All right? We've read this before. We are to pay attention. Oh, that's why. I'm in the wrong... I did say Proverbs 4. Guess where I was reading from? Proverbs 6. I'm like, why would I do that twice, Gary? But, right? Let's get the right book. Proverbs 4, 20 through 23. There we go. My son, which is my child, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Pay attention here. Listen to what I am saying. Verse 22. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Keep them close and allow them to affect you to your life. Allow them to affect your lives. Verse 22, verse 21. Keep them close to your heart and allow them to affect how you live, the psalmist says here. 22. Why? Why do I need to do that? For they are life to those who find them. They are life to those who find them. For they bring life to those who find them or listen to them. They bring you life, the psalmist says, and health to all their flesh. Verse 23. Keep your heart with diligence. From out of it springs the issues of life. Guard our hearts from sin. All right. All else, the heart here is going to determine how we live. So we are to what? Guard it. How do we best guard it? We put God's word in it. So we apply it to our lives later. when application is needed. All right? So, there's great value in keeping God's word in our heart. A great value in keeping God's word in our heart. I want to close with this. This has been hitting me all week. And it's even a song, but it's also a verse here. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. That's been hitting me all week, coming to my mind continuously. Greater is God who is within me in my time of need than anything else that's going to happen around me. My time of weakness, or my time of fame, or my time of fortune. All those things are meaningless because it's God who is great within me. It's doing the mighty work of me. And us as Christians, we need to remember that. That who we are apart from God, the book of Romans says we're nothing. And then we need to have a passion for God's word. That passion, I want to think of the hide and seek. When we go play hide and seek with somebody, we start off with exciting, because it is. It's exciting to go and find someone. And we start off with, you know, passion. And we go and we look and we look and we look. Boy, sometimes we don't find them. It's like, I've had enough. I'm done. We just lose the passion. We don't continue to seek. Well, sometimes in our Christian life, we need to remember that. That when we peter out, we still need to have that passion. We just need not look at it as I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. Now, it is a game, so obviously we're restricted to time here. And so we, in a hide-and-seek game. But I looked at that in my own life and said, my Lord, I want to be passionate. I don't want to be just something who peters out like a game. And just be, I don't want to look anymore. But I want to seek you and find passion in that. And then, lastly, we just need to remember the value of God's word. Remember, it's coming from God and how valuable it is to our lives. And it's nothing to do with us. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity. Lord, what a joy it is. It's a joy to be in your word. It's exciting. It's alive. It's applicable to today, Lord. And it'll be applicable to tomorrow until you continue to come, unless until you come back, Lord. Let's pray in our hearts that we recognize that. And who we are, apart from you, we serve you with a passion. And Lord, we remember the value that's in God's word, in your word. In your name we pray. Amen.